بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد. We began the discussion on the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Muqit. Al-Muqit with the Qaf, Ya and Atta. Al-Muqit, that is the being of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala who creates and conveys provisions to all the creations. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sole creator. Insan only copies the creation of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Insan hasn't created anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fatir. Allah is bari. These are all attributes and names of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the universe. And whatever you find within it, all the creation. Some ulama said there's more than 80,000 types of creations of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala just on this earth. So subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything. Above the earth, below the earth, below the skies, above the skies, what we can see, what we cannot see. All this is the knowledge of Allah, the creation of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, and the unique way of creating of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is that ulama explained there was no prototype before that. Unlike insan, he sees something and he copies it. And he tries to perfect it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created from nothingness. There was no sample, example, prototype, nothing whatsoever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with his qudrat, brought everything into existence, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conveys the provisions to all of the creation. And Allah knows the diet of every single creation that it needs to survive in this world. Allah knows the entire thing. We have learned now, we as the Muslims unfortunately have learned how the world is operating from the secular system. And we learn these terms, mother nature, survival of the fittest, as if now one animal is making zulam on the other animal. That is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the case that we are making the most amount of zulam. How many animals we are killing just to consume. But that is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah has made plenty out there. This is the system, the unique system of Allah. But we have learned the system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala from our secular education schools, etc. What we sing around us. This is how we understand it. So by reading these beautiful attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we learn Allah ta'ala's system, and why Allah ta'ala created it, how it's operating, so that our iman, yaqeen can increase upon Allah. So our iman, yaqeen, our faith, our conviction, our trust can increase upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As ulama say, whatever we see affects the heart. Whatever we see, whatever we hear affects the heart. And now we see more than before, and now it's becoming so clear as we speak about the power of the media, how the narrative goes, and how now it's wired the brain for you to understand things and to think things out. And now everything is backfiring. So what will happen? Wahi will always prevail. We have to go back to wahi. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have to say? What is the system of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu? And Allah has given everything in Quran Sharif. Answers to everything. What will happen? What happened? The stories of Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam. And Allah used in Quran the incidents of Fir'aun. Fir'aun, this mizaj and temperament now will prevail till Qiyamah. Fir'auniyat. Fir'auniyat will prevail till Qiyamah. How the leaders, kuffar leaders of the world, how their minds will operate. Allah has already mentioned in Quran Sharif. That is why you will find the awliya, the friends of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, they don't get excited. And they don't get emotional. Because they understand from Quran which way everything is going to go. And where the ummah must go to. Now we've seen all around us, everything, as Hazrat Wala said also, that everything now, apna shok pura kar raha hai. People want to now fulfill the shok and the desire. They want to go out on the streets. They want to do it long time ago. They can help it now. Every week they'll go on the street, have some fun run, or have some tournament, or have some fair, or give some, distribute some food, etc., etc. People like to do these things. Now they've got a very good opportunity, do it, and just put Palestine next to it. Palestine next to it is actually fulfilling the nafsaniyat, the desires of the nafs, that now we want to do these things. Now you found the Sharia compliant hashtag, Palestine. Do it for Palestine. Anything we want to do to draw the mercy of Allah has to be done in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Quran and Hadith, as the Hazrat explained, you will find Hadith and Quran As you want to see, you're wearing green lens, you find green things. You see everything green. You're wearing red lens, glasses, you see everything red. So what is the color of the heart? What's in the heart? That is what you see in Quran Sharif. You'll see it there. You look for marches over there, you'll find the marching now of the Sahabiyah. They said they were marching to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, protesting. Oh Nabi of Allah, that the men are going in jihad, what is there for us? But look at the riwayat, they say that the Sahabiyat came to Ummu Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, or they came to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu. They didn't go protesting and marching in the streets. But unfortunately now the Ummah will pick up the translation. And the translation now is going to follow this. They were marching, protesting, they put in brackets. This is how some people will translate it. Oh, we find dalil and proof, is it over here? So Allah says through Quran Sharif also many people can go astray. Through Quran Sharif. It all depends on the kayfiyat and quality of the heart. The heart is pure and clean. Allah will guide you. Hudan lil muttaqeen. Allah says you have taqwa, then the Quran will be a means of hidayat and guidance for you. But if you're reading it now, not with a clean heart, then you will find everything else over there. And you will prove all your incorrect tafsir and ta'wil and interpretations, etc. You'll find in the Quran. And a person will go astray and he'll hold fast onto it, thinking that this is Quran, this is hadith. But there's nothing in Quran and hadith. Together with hadith and Quran, we have studied the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is our complete success. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they will lay siege to also. Battle of Khandaq. The battle of Khandaq, when the kuffar marched against them, the confederates, the ahzab, they all grouped up together, the Jews and the mushrikeen, and they got together and they marched into Madinat al-Munawwara. It was winter time, absolutely cold. Sahaba ikram had no food. Right now, this is what is happening. That's why it's very important in our homes to read a kitab on the seerat. So we understand how seerat will always play out till the day of Qiyamah. If you understand seerat, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Allah says, don't lose hope, don't become depressed. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا, don't grieve. Don't grieve. وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ, you will always have the upper hand, إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Criteria is, you have pure iman. Have pure iman. لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, you cannot be a true believer until your desires and conformity to what I have brought. Your desires and conformity to what I have brought. Not that my desire I have, now I look for a proof for it. Okay, it puts, here's one proof over here. I got my own ideologies, and now I'll find one dalil and proof, Quran and hadith and seerat, and I'll push it to my desires. The other way around. I would study the seerat and see Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what they did at that time. So when the whole mushrikeen advance against them, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how they turned to Aman, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, there was no food, and absolutely cold, it was winter months, they were clinging to the ground, with their bellies now, trying to take some heat from the ground, like that now they would try to satiate themselves, satisfy themselves, it was so cold. Again, Alim explained, it was like a lamb who was lost out in the cold, and no one to fend for him. Sahaba Ikram like just lost limbs. Absolutely cold, shivering in the cold. No clothing, hardly any clothing. No food whatsoever. Starvation. But then through the iman and taqwa. They never gave in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them that amount of iman and taqwa. So we have to learn the seerat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And in that will be all our solutions. So we'll understand the Quran and the hadith also. When it comes to the fir'auni mizaj and temperament, the fir'auniyat. This temperament and mizaj and understanding of Fir'aun, this will be till Qiyamah. You will find the leaders of the world, governments, etc., they all have the same unless they have taqwa. As we find now, that they find that they think they have divine power like Fir'aun. And Fir'aun also would say to his ministers that, وَقَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ, he would tell his minister that Bulwan Tower into the skies, I want to just climb up and see the Rabb of Musa. Who is his Rabb? Where is his Rabb? As if to mock Musa alayhi salam. You call him to your Rabb? Where is he? What can he do? So the kuffar also, they'll have this ra'uniyat. What can the Muslims do? They sing, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illa inna lillahi. They have nothing, no sophistication, nothing whatsoever. The Muslims will always be in minority till before Qiyamah. And when it comes to arms, ammunition, etc., in the history of Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never gave the upper hand based upon the ammunition and weapons. Never. In Quran Sharif, Allah explains this, وَكَمْ مِنْ فِيَةٍ قَلِيلَةٍ غَلَبَتْ فِيَةٍ كَثِيرَةً بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. How many a small group of Muslim mu'mineen overpowered a large group of kuffar by the permission of Allah. It was all based on the iman and taqwa. As long as the Muslims will fill the masjid, they will draw the rahmat and the mercy, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here also Fir'aun, he would say, أسباب فطلع إلى إله موسى وإني لأظنه كاذبا. Bull one, O Haman, the bull one tower. صرحا لعلي أطلع صرحا tower. I want to go and see, who's the Rabb of Musa Ali? What can he do? What can he do? So they're asking, what can they do right now? We control electricity, the water, the fuel, everything else in our control. What can he do? I want to go and have a look. إني لأظنه كاذبا. I think he's speaking lies. He's a real liar. وَاسْتَكْبَرَ هُوَ جُنُودُهُ. He became proud, him and his army were proud. Quran until Qiyamah, you see how they take pride over their armies. Without any haqq and without any right, they will have pride in it. The day after Fir'aun came to that level where he said, وَقَالَ فِرْعَوْنَ ذَرُونِي أَقْتُلْ مُوسَى وَلِيَدْعُ رَبَّ. Fir'aun says that أَقْتُلْ مُوسَى وَلِيَدْعُ رَبَّ ذَرُونِي. That leave me. Don't stop me. أَقْتُلْ مُوسَى. I wish to kill Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Finish off the opposition resistance. Finish off the resistance. وَلْيَدْعُوا رَبَّ. Let him call his Rabb. Let him call his Rabb. Why you want democracy? We want to rule. This is Fir'auniyat. Now in modern terms, they will change all the terms. إِنِّي أَخَافُ أَن يُبَدِّلَ دِينَكُمْ. And see how they will play with the media and the hearts of people. Fir'aun said, إِنِّي أَخَافُ. I fear. I fear. With much confidence, he said, I fear. أَن يُبَدِّلَ دِينَكُمْ. That Musa alayhi salatu wasalam will change your religion. What is your religion? Freedom. Freedom of speech, freedom of life, democracy. So to say, that he will come and he'll change it. He put restrictions on you. Then you won't have a good life. أَوْ أَيُّذْهِرَ فِي الْأَرْضِ الْفَسَادِ. Oh, he will make fasad and mischief apparent on the earth. He will create havoc. Now see, the victim, what they say, the perpetrator is playing victim. Perpetrator is playing victim. He said that now he will spread fasad and we will be oppressed. But in reality, who is spreading the fasad and mischief? The perpetrator. The Fir'auniyat will continue till Qiyamah. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam responds, وَقَالَ مُوسَى إِنِّي عُثُّ بِرَبِّ وَرَبِّكُمْ. Simple. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, I take refuge. بِرَبِّي وَرَبِّكُمْ. In my Rabb and your Rabb. Simple. Not that I will show you this and we'll do this and all the fancy, fancy talk. Nothing. He says, I seek refuge in Allah. Allah is the place of refuge. He will give refuge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that will give abode in safety. Who is my Rabb and your Rabb. من كل متكبرين. From every proud person, لا يؤمن بيوم الحساب, who has no iman on the day of accountability. Accountability will take place. You don't believe in it, therefore you are doing this. So Musa alayhi salatu salam's reply was very short and sweet. So we find this Fir'auniyat will continue. So therefore we have to respond in the correct manner also. We have to respond in the correct manner also. So we learn from Quran Sharif. Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam didn't take to the streets. They didn't have some sports fair or some march or some protest or some flags. Nothing whatsoever. This now is a kufar tariqa. They will do it. It works for them. It influences them. They will do it. What do we have to do? As ulama said, now more than ever before, we have to fill the masajid. We have to fill the masajid for our brothers out in Palestine, in Gaza. So Allah's mercy comes upon the ummah. We belong to one ummah. The ummah will do some good amal over here, the effects will be there. Effects will be there. One jamaat was moving in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, one of the places in the world. One brother in America sees a dream. And he sees the Amir of the Jamaat giving him da'wah, Christian person. Wakes up in the morning, he goes to the local Islamic center, becomes a Muslim. Years later, he's making tawaf in the Haram of Makkah al-Mukarrama. Then he sees the Amir Sahib in his dream, making tawaf also. He grabs his hand. Assalamu alaikum. Brother, do you know me? I don't know you. Where are you from? He says, I'm from Pakistan. Where are you from? From America. But I know you, how you know me? I saw you in a dream so many years ago and you gave me a da'wat and accepted Islam on your da'wat in my dream. SubhanAllah. How did that happen? Then the Amir Sahib backtracks a little bit and he says, at that time I was out in the path of Allah in Jamaat somewhere in Africa or somewhere. Moving in the path of Allah, where in Africa Allah gave Hidayat in America. Allah doesn't need boundaries. The Amal will do here, the Sunnah said will fulfill, the Nawafil, a little bit we sacrifice our eating, our drinking, a little bit extra tasbihat, dua, etc. A little bit sadaqah we can take out. We'll cool the anger of Allah. إِنَّ صَدَقَةَ تُطْفِي غَضَبَ الرَّبِّ. The sadaqah cools the anger of Allah. Sadaqah cools the anger of Allah. How much we can take out? A small way also. Allah doesn't look at quantity, Allah looks at the quality. Little bit sadaqah we can take out, the anger of Allah will cool in the ummah. And sadaqah repels an evil death. Person will have a good mot, just on sadaqah only. So the ummah is one ummah. Allah looks at the ummah as one. Therefore we cannot say, because they are doing this in that part of the world, na'uzu billah, so this should happen over there. That is the case, then we know what should happen over here in South Africa. What Allah is giving us, what we are doing in exchange, in return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people for so many years under siege, they are part of the ummah, they are one portion of the ummah. Al-mu'minuna ka rajulin wahid. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, the believers are like one body. If the eye pains, the entire body pains. If the foot pains, the entire body pains. So that part of the ummah is paining, we should also pain. We should also be making dua. We also should be giving up our haram activities. We should be making dua. Ya Allah, show me the grey areas in my life that is drawing your anger and your wrath. Sometimes we can't see it. No person will say I'm proud. You think he's humble. No person now will really introspect to see now really. Sometimes it happens in our bank accounts. In our bank accounts, we don't realize sometimes we are getting interest in it. Then after some time, we go through, we check now because I had a plus balance over there, a positive balance over there. So they're giving me interest. I didn't take it out. I didn't dispose of it. That interest now, declaring war with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, should be so vigilant. And they want to do these things for us. They want to give us these things. Because they know the Muslim has interest, is the one that accepts waging war with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Should be so careful when it comes to especially bank accounts, our finances, especially us in this country, our mu'amalat, our business dealings is so important. Every deal is so nazuk, is so sensitive, that either we can wage war with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, because we know when it comes to dealings, just one clause is incorrect. Just the paperwork wasn't done in order, orderly, that entire deal becomes a deal of riba, usury and interest. And everything is contaminated. Everything is contaminated. People ask all the time, they want to buy a car and finance. How do we finance it, etc.? There's a tartib. There's a tartib how to do it. This paperwork has to be signed first as a wakil go and purchase on behalf of the bank, etc. And then now you are dismissed from that. Then the second paper to be signed. Then the third paper. It has to be done in tartib. It cannot be done all at one time. So the entire thing now becomes impermissible. So many accounts now we are finding where they say is Islamic Sharia compliant. And we just take it at face value. Islamically we say Sharia compliant. But we don't know it. Ulama say when it comes to conventional banking, we should use it as a zarurat. As a necessity. And ulama are very clear about this. A person has opened a bank account because of the perks he's going to get, not permissible. You cannot take filth from a filthy place. A bank is a place of filth. It's based upon riba and interest and usury. We use it now because we are part of the system, but according to necessity and need. Not to enjoy it. Not to go and enjoy it, what they are giving me. If they're giving you, after you went there innocently, I just need to keep my money safe, I need to use it because of business, and that's it. I don't need anything else from you. But now there are different accounts they are giving us now. Put it now in this account for so many days, or so many weeks, and you'll earn so much of profits. And the Hadith Sharif is very, very clear. Before Qiyamah, the time will come where interest will be called profits. Where wine will be given a different type of name also. If we look now, we should be so careful. In our local places when we go to buy certain things, one youngster sent me a picture also into one of the outlets and they have a certain type of drink there. He says very, very tasty. But they got the de-alcoholized. Alcohol has been taken out from the certain brand. So de-alcoholized, so he got addicted to that. So it's different flavors. So he purchased other flavors. This one here, de-alcoholized, meaning the alcohol has been taken out. Then realizing from the whole range, only that flavor, the alcohol has been taken out, the other ones are full of alcohol. Just that one over there. So they made one, so to say now, Sharia compliant. Tasted it, it was very good, so failed to see the other ones now. So, same factory, so it's fine. So all will be halal. And he got into his system. And now to get out of it, how difficult it is. So all these things we got to check now. Now many, as I mentioned, banks are giving now certain type of accounts. Savings account put in there, every month will give you so much back in return. We've got to check where is it going to, where is that money going? Where are they investing that money of mine? Where are they putting it? That one cent I'm going to take, one brother mentioned now that we are involved with that account, we pull everything out. We pull everything out. He says the barkat in 1 month doubled and tripled in the business. They couldn't understand it. We thought we put in a certain account, savings account, 48-hour account, and some dividends are coming through. Finally, we realize it's a grey area. We pulled it out within 2-3 months. What we were getting there, Allah Ta'ala tripled it. Getting much more than that. Allah will send it. Allah is Al-Muqeet, the one that will send the provision. We don't have doubt in this. We don't need a bank. We don't need a bank. Some ulama, they liken the bank to a toilet. A toilet, you use it only for one thing. It's a necessity. Is it necessary? Nobody opens the sarkhan over there. Nobody opens the sarkhan over there. So in the same way now, when it comes to our banking system, right, ulama as much as they can are trying to make it Sharia compliant because we are living in this world, but we have to have taqwa and be careful also. If we don't need a certain product, we don't need it. We don't have to. We just need it for our business and we use it accordingly. Then you will see the rahmat of Allah coming upon the ummah. That's why we all attribute, we all are contributing to it. If we will clean up our lives, by the qasam of Allah, if each one of us have to clean up our lives. Right now we are losing, ummah is losing lives right now. We're losing masoom children, the blood is flowing right now. Allah Ta'ala's qasam, if we have to clean up one of us, come on to amal, clean our lives up, to the barakat of that, Allah will spare many more lives. We don't know. Make the deal with Allah. Ya Allah, I'll clean up. I'm getting out of this now. So many years in OD and overdraft. And, ya Allah, I'm finished. I'm over with this. When it comes to interest, when it comes to insurances, etc. Many brothers, alhamdulillah, have cleared it out. Alhamdulillah. What first Allah will make with that? If one banda did this, as I mentioned, a person making gush in Africa, brother, America got hidayah. If I will clean up my life, how many lives Allah will save through His pleasure because certain person part of the ummah now, alhamdulillah, is pleased Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So these deals we can make with Allah ta'ala right now. Ya Allah, for the ummah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these opportunities now. What we are seeing happening in the world right now, we can have an impact on that what is happening in that part of the world. We can. As I mentioned, we all are linked up and joined. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned also, the ummah is like one building. And each ummah is like a brick. We are the one brick in the entire building of the ummah. If this brick is weak, what will happen? There's a weak spot in the building. This will be a problem. I can be that strong spot to now, the strong brick to support the other bricks. How am I going to raise my own taqwa, my own amal? To fill the masjid, now there's no excuse, but there's no excuse. When it comes to our salah, we have to go for the highest now. We have to go for takbir ula. We have to go for safi awal. Brothers, that part of the world, alhamdulillah, they're still performing the salah. Azan is still being sounded over there. Here we got it in luxury, alhamdulillah. At least we should make this intention from this Thursday to next Thursday. Take it week by week. Ya Allah, from this Thursday, from this Jumu'ah to next Jumu'ah, one salah will become qaza. That one salah become qaza, that one salah will miss in the masjid. This, Ya Allah, I'll do for your pleasure, for the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Take it Jumu'ah to Jumu'ah. If I got my salah right, all my salah in the masjid, behind the imam, takbir, ula, we want the highest. In dunya, we want the best. So in my deen also, I want the best. We have to commit, we have to run, we have to go, we have to move, we have to wake up, we have to do it. If we can't do it now, what is unfolding in the world before us right now, we haven't seen before in our life. It's happening right now. We can't just take it now with a pinch of salt. It's happening there, so it's alright. This is the ummah that is burning right now. If we don't burn in our heart, doesn't wake us up in the morning, early part of the morning, get us moving to the masjid, when is a dead heart going to awaken up? When is it going to awaken up? When is it going to happen? We're seeing and we're hearing what is happening in the world. 7,000 only, so many babies. These are our children, the children of the ummah. They have names like our names. People's whole families are being wiped out. Man goes back home, there's no house, there's no family. Where does he go to? It's only Allah. It's only Allah Jalla Jalalu. Allah was there, Allah is there, Allah will always be there. Allah has given us so much. They can't sleep right now. They don't know whether they'll make it tomorrow morning. They don't know whether they'll make it tomorrow morning. And myself, I'm not sure that I'll make it for Fajr Namaz. Maybe I can wake up for Fajr, Ya Allah, I make a dua for those people in that part of the world. So Allah Ta'ala assist them, the Malaika, Allah Ta'ala send the Malaika for them. Allah Ta'ala opens the way for them. And so many more challenges that they're having. But as I mentioned, if we read the Seerat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and what Sahaba Ikram went through, and the Ummah also went through, then once again we are finding it happening in the Ummah. Allah will accept the Shahadat. Allah will take lives of the Ummah. And Allah on this will give Hidayat also. The whole world will wake up. Right now everybody is erupting. But as I'm saying now, they're doing the marching and the parading and the protesting, etc. That's what they are doing. Obviously, we know we cannot do these things because there are women over there. There are women over there. There has to be parda. There has to be segregation. There's a way how we do things. There's a way. Inevitably, we want to draw the rahmat of Allah. The mercy of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah has kept it only in one place, not on the streets. And not in the bazaar. Allah has kept it in the masajid. For the woman, Allah has kept it at home. They will cling to their homes and they will cry unto Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah's help will definitely come. Hadith Sharif says, a woman leaves her home, there's so many shayateen are behind already to make her slip, to amplify her beauty. So there's so many warnings for her just leaving the house. If she has to leave, according to necessity. This is all in Quran and Hadith, according to necessity. For this, as Hakim Sahib told us, rahmatullah alayhi, they always keep Shariat on the top. What is the command of Allah? The Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Keep all is that on the top. After the Sharia, then comes intelligence. Now use your aqal, use your brains. Allah says in Quran, La ayatil li ulil abab, ulil absar, people of insight, people of intelligence. Allah Ta'ala speaks to them. Open your mind, open your eyes, think. So all is first is Sharia. What is the command of Allah? Then intelligence, then, as Thani would say, Rahmatul Ali, then comes emotions. Emotions will come last. Today the Ummah is moving on. Emotion. Then intelligence, then Sharia comes last. Now they don't talk about Sharia also, because emotion is so hype right now. The emotion is so hype right now, that there's no talk of Sharia. That they'll make the emotion Sharia also. They'll be entitled now to do these things. Now we have to look back in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahabiyat. The sahabiyat, if ever they had to be the woman in the front line to protest, etc., they would have taken place in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But they were a small group. The kuffar were so many. Badr, Uhud, Khandaq, and Muta, and all these battles, you never find the sahabiyat in the front. Yes, they were taken to nurse the wounded. But if they ever were, the Sahaba Ikram were always less in number. They always were less in number, but it's only the men out there. It's only the men out there. And even now too, we find that part of the world where they're in problems right now. You only see the men. You only hear about the men. But here, the women want to go out. And the men also, and Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said also, that man who has no sensitivity in regards to his wife being looked at, with his wife being looked at, then that person is the youth, cuckold. Is that a real man? Is that a real man that displays his wife, his daughters in public areas where other men can look at them, that man really has no shame in him. Because Allah Ta'ala has made your wife and your daughters exclusively only for you. Not for the next man. Not for the next man. Not for the disbeliever, not for the believer also. And you don't feel some sensitivity, that something that is exclusive for you. You won't even lend your car to anybody. You won't allow anybody to drive your car. But my wife, everybody can look at her. I take her out to play everywhere. But my car? I won't even allow someone to drive the car. People are so particular nowadays too. Say, don't bang my door. Be gentle with the door. But my wife, somebody is banging to her in the parade, in the march, in the protest, I don't mind it. But my car, don't bang the door. But my wife and my daughter, the name of Palestine. Inna lillahi. Where's the ummat? Iman gone to. But they're so particular. Our wives are so particular. When they come to the doors in the house, they shout, they say, don't bang the door. Be gentle. You're going to break the door. So all these things are so particular about. They come to the kitchen, etc. too. Don't bang the units. But going out over there, then there's no sensitivity. It just shows that emotions are so hyped, there's no talk of Shariat. And there when you come to banging the door, we're using intelligence. So here we're not using intelligence, no, we are using our Shariat. It's only emotion. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding right now that we should not fail the Ummat. We should not fail the Ummat. The Ummat has to understand we have to do things in the Sunnah Tariqah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and how Allah will change the hearts. Allah will do it. Allah will change that. The dua we read in Qunut Nazila, وَخَالِفْ بَيْنَ كَلِمَتِهِمْ وَمَزِّقْ جَمْعَهُمْ وَشَتِّدْ جَمْعَهُمْ. Ya Allah, خَالِفْ بَيْنَ كَلِمَتِهِمْ. Ya Allah, in what they are planning and plotting, Ya Allah, create between them, let their hearts split on it. Break their hearts. That they cannot now come into one decision. It's all part in Qunut Nazila. وَشَتِّدْ شَمْلَهُمْ وَمَزِّقْ جَمْعَهُمْ. Ya Allah, the power is put together, Ya Allah, you break it up completely. How their hearts now will be separated. They have within themselves now difference of opinions. It will happen within. Where there will be a fight within the camp. Differences of opinions. What do we do now? Allah will make it happen. And it happened before also. It happened before, where you find even one of the commanders now will kill a general. General will kill a commander. It will happen. Allah will do it to the power, to His Qudrat, Allah will make it happen. Allah will turn the hearts. Allah's the system, Allah has the power to do it, but we have to do the right thing. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding to be amal, inshallah. Khair, we'll continue next week, inshallah. As I mentioned this week, brothers, the least we can do is at least from this Jummah to next Jummah, get all our namaz. Get all our salawat, takbir, ula, according to Sunnah. And our youngsters, we are begging them and crying. Bring your entire dress according to Sunnah. From your hair till your socks. Bring the entire thing at least now according to Sunnah. We have little boys, we're cutting their hair 2 lengths. Against the Sunnah style of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They say, don't poke the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He don't like how he had his hair, how he had his beard. He was the most handsome. Allah declared you're the most handsome. There's no one like you. But I don't want my son to look like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He may look like the Israeli soldiers. He may look like the IDF. And man tashabbaha bi qawmin, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, whoever you will imitate, he will be with them on the day of Qiyamah. He will be in that camp. He will be in that camp with them. Now is the time at least to make mukhalafat. And Quran says also, وَلَنْ تَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ وَلَنْ تَرْضَى. Allah Ta'ala says, they will never be happy with you. وَلَنْ تَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَى. The Jews and the Christians will never be happy with you until you follow the way of life. Once you become like them, then they don't fear you. They're like us. So they're empty inside. Now is the time for at least for us ourselves and our children, put the hair right. Please Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, please Nabi alayhi salatu salam, for our sisters and our mothers and our wives and our daughters, tell him cover their hair now at least. For those women over there, they're losing babies, they're losing families, they're losing children. And Sahaba Ikram's outstanding feature and quality was Ruhama'u Bainahum. They had the rahmat and mercy for one another. Have mercy at least now. Have mercy upon the ummah. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, irhamu man fil ard, irhamku man fil sama. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam will say, irhamu man fil ard, they have mercy upon the inhabitants of the earth. Have mercy upon them. The one in the sky will have mercy upon you. Show them some rahmat. Have something in your heart. Ya Allah, what can I do for them? If I'm putting my hair right, if it's putting my pants and my kurta above my ankles, which is haram for any garment, standing up position to flow below the ankles, absolutely impermissible. Hadith in Bukhari, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, whatever is now below the ankles will be in the fire of Jahannam. You will be in the fire of Jahannam. Nothing small. So all these little things now, we say nothing serious. But my white kurta, my pants, just one, two dots of mud comes onto it, it says dirty. And if I carry on leaving it and more dots will come, spots will come, the whole thing will become even more dirty. But I want to let it one, two. But they say, major this. The makruh only. Makruh. But it's still a stain in the heart. That minor sin is still a stain. And it will blacken the heart finally. Now is the time, Ya Allah, if we have some raham in the heart, to put our lives right. To get out the haram boxes from our homes. All the haram things. Get it out from the house. Now we understand when it comes to all these PlayStations and Xbox and all these games. How now they've shown the children's minds also. Actually to work for them. All these games, blood and killing, etc. Sharia of deen isn't to kill. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wasn't sent to kill people. He was sent as rahmatu lil alamin. He was sent as a rahmat to mankind. With the fikr of hidayat. So we bring this argument, no, this is good for training jihad. Jihad is to, Nabi alayhi wasn't sent to. In fact, in the seerah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you will not find any way there that any person died on his hands. No one was killed on his hands. But one. It was only rahmat and mercy. Yes, sahaba ikram had to, because it was a last resort. As a last resort. Now we're saying we're playing chess, we're playing this game and that game, we're getting ready for jihad. What is jihad? Jihad means to give da'wat. To go and exert yourself in the path of Allah for the hidayat of mankind. If kuffar don't want to accept it, then as a last resort we have to remove them. We're not training now to go and remove them and send them to Jahannam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't come to send them to Jahannam. He came to save them. So the concept we have also now, that we've got to learn these things and see how we can go to war, etc. We haven't come to make war. We're the last people in the world, Allah kept us in South Africa too. Right at the bottom of the world. We can now blow hot air from here. But we'll be the last to reach anyway. So we know in reality, where we're going to go, what we're going to do. But we should have the tamanna desire. You know, the time comes, I'm ready to give my life for the deen of Allah to prevail in the world. Allah Ta'ala accept us, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshaAllah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Fadhkuruni adhkurukum ana jaleesu man dhakarani. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا قهار، يا رزاق، يا قوي، يا عزيز. Oh, most powerful Allah, most kind Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, the earth belongs to you, my Allah. The skies belong to you, my Allah. Every piece of the earth belongs to you, is in your control, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you can do as you please to, O my Allah. You're all powerful, O my Allah. Your power has no limits, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, forgive the Ummah, O my Allah. Guide the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. O my Allah, take pity upon the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Allah, the Ummah is made with the tears and the qurbani of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the qurbani and sacrifice of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, we are the weak part of the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh my Allah, assist our brothers and sisters and children in Gaza, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, send the malaika, ya Allah, to cover them, to protect them, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, it is the night of Jumu'ah, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, make it a special night for them, oh my Allah. Let all the bombs stop, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, open, ya Allah, your doors of rahmat and mercy and nusrat and madad and help for them, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Blow the winds of hidayat, oh my Allah. Let your deen be established, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, your hidayat is written for the kuffar, oh my Allah. Remove them from the surface of the earth. Through your qudrat, through your power, may Allah show them your shan, may Allah show them your qudrat, may Allah. Oh my Allah, how you destroyed the emperors of before, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, you destroyed Fir'aun with water, oh my Allah. Namrud with the mosquito, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, different empires, how you dropped them, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, use the simplest of things, oh my Allah, the smallest of things, ya Allah, to destroy the superpowers. Oh my Allah, ya Qudrat, ya Allah, has no limits to it, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, show them ya Qudrat and ya power, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, the blood of the babies of the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is flowing. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, the tears of the mothers and their hearts are paining, oh my Allah. Only because they believe in you, oh my Allah. Only because they say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Oh my Allah, keep them steadfast, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give them deen, oh my Allah. Give them iman, give them amal. Oh my Allah, you become happy with them, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, you become happy with them, oh my Allah. Accept the shahadat, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, preserve them in Jannah, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, unite them in the riyaf. قيام يلا with happiness and joy, O Kareem Rahim Allah. اللهم رزقنا شهادة في سبيلك واجعل موتنا في سبيلك يا رب العالمين. O my Allah, accept us also with the khidmat of deen. Accept our families, our progenies, our health, our wealth and our time, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Yalla, give us tawfiq to establish deen and amal in our lives, O my Allah. Live to us one salah wa takbir awla with the imam behind the imam in the masjid, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, make every one of us, every one of our children, O my Allah, make them lions of deen, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make them, Ya Allah, stalwarts, Ya Allah, heroes of deen, like Khalid bin Walid, Umar bin Khattab. Oh my Allah, the Ummah is crying again, Ya Allah. Where is Umar bin Khattab? Where is Khalid, oh my Allah? Ya Allah, you create them, oh my Allah. Use our progenies, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, blow the winds of Hidayat, Ya Allah. Blow the winds of Nusrat and help, oh my Allah. Protection with the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, Ya Allah, give the Ummah back Masjid Al-Aqsa, oh my Allah. Remove all the restrictions, oh my Allah. May the Ummah
يا حرام وما يلا ولبيك اللهم لبيك وما يلا في سيد وحرمين شريفين وما يلا your name will prevail in the world the kuffar will hear your name وما يلا يلا grant us your محبت and your love وما يلا accept our help wealth and time for the khidmat of deen يلا forgive us our sins وما يلا clear the grey areas in our life save us from حرام وما يلا grant us plenty of halal يلا remove all the riba يلا all the usury all the interest of the entire surface of the earth وما يلا immodesty بحياة وما يلا زنا يلا قتل يلا murder and fight and strife وما يلا يلا and alcohol and drugs وما يلا clean the earth of all the filth وما يلا it was a beautiful clean environment وما يلا so iman will remain intact for our children for our progeny till qiyamah the beautiful environment in the time of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم يلا revive it in the world and accept us to the khidmat of deen ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رضي الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما وأهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.